The Sound of Me by Errol Strider. What if I were to catch the sound of me? Would it be echoes of storms in a cavern? Or the twang of a guitar string pinched between two notes? Would the sound I make whistle as I rush to hear it, or become magnified as I bang into walls of impressions of myself? How would my sound be heard by others? As a cry, a weep, or a big belly laugh caught by moss in a damp lagoon? Shall I sound myself with words and grunts, hums and screams, or waves that go unnoticed? Is my sound a harmony, or the crash of cars in an old junkyard? Do factories imitate the sound I make? Or planes with a sonic boom? Why can't I hear the sound of me when I'm alone in my vacuous cell? That uttered noise falls into itself like a ball thrown into the air. It seems I cannot know my sound as it vibrates away from me. I must either run to another sphere and catch it, or wait for it to bounce off a willing receiver.